Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Agulcher, dictating an endoscopy report on Christina Harrison, date of birth 2/25/1969, date of procedure April 20, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgeny Agulcher, DO, referring physicians, Dr. Maria Harrington. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsies, and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is chronic cough, comma, hiccups, comma, dyspepsia, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, hemorrhoids, personal history, colon polyps. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained. Very possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy. While explaining to the patient, the patient was brought to anesthesia based on the photo position. Today's for anesthesia service and monitored anesthesia prepared a well-located lymphocytic gastroscope was introduced into esophagus and Manson's direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus. A retroflex is obtained at the cardio air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. The digital rectum is then an arm period of well-lubricated arm. Colonoscope is introduced in the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the peristaltic orifice, ileocecal valve, and complement of the folds. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, sonic flexure, descending colon, single colon, the rectum, and retroflex is obtained at the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a good prep. The patient had procedure well done. Any complications, findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal and esophagus overall appeared unremarkable. There was one proximal esophageal inlet patch noted, approximately 15 millimeters in size. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 38 centimeters from the pipe block. Comma, biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus for evaluation for reflux changes. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Comma, biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there were numerous gastric body polyps. There was numerous gastric polyps scattered throughout the entirety of the stomach, comma, six of the approximately 10 to 12 millimeter gastric body polyps were removed with cold snare polypectomy and retrieved via suction as well as through as well as with a Rothman. Next line, there was four nodules that appeared mucosal that were biopsied in the antrum, comma, biopsies were obtained of all the nodules bite on bite for further evaluation. Next line, the duodenal bulb did have some nodularity, comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. Next line, there was a periampullary diverticulum that was large noted. Photo documentation was obtained. Next line, the ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Next line, colonoscopy. Next line, there were two hepatic flexure sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp from cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was one rectal polyp approximately 5 millimeters in size that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was also evidence of prior scarring from hemorrhoidal banding. Noted on retroflexion. Neckline perianal skin tags were noted. Neckline plan followed biopsy pathology. Neckline will evaluate pathology of the polyps, the gastric polyps from root comma. Will likely need repeat endoscopy in 1 year to remove the remainder of the larger polyps if all the ones that were removed come back as fundic gland polyps. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line. Continue PPI daily. Next line. We'll follow up biopsies of the antral nodularity as well as the duodenal bulb nodularity, and we'll decide whether a patient needs endoscopic ultrasound for further evaluation. That's fine. Follow the office courtesy schedule. Thank you.